This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The heuristic value of taking a pop quiz. Our quiz master on the Marketplace Morning Report is our friend Stefan Richter, editor-in-chief at The Globalist. Thanks for coming in, Stefan.
Thank you, David. Haven't heard that word since I was in high school, heuristic and stuff like that.
But quiz in itself. What do you have for me?
Question is this. Women still don't make as much as men. And across the OECD countries, which is all the rich countries around the world pretty much, it's a 15% gap. So my question is, which of these four major economies is closest to that average? Is it South Korea, Germany, the United Kingdom, or the United States?
Okay. So which of these perhaps pays women 85 cents for every dollar a man gets? Is it something like that?
Something like that.
All right. Let's say progressive Germany.
That would be nice. The Germans are progressive on some things, renewable energy, but they don't treat their women right. They are improving. It used to be a 24% pay gap at the beginning of the millennium. Now it's down to 21%, but that's still quite unbecoming for an advanced economy such as Germany's.
How about the United States of America? Maybe we're right on average.
Or above, one should assume. But here's the shocking news. We don't even make the average. We're below the average. The pay gap is 19%.
All right. Let's go with South Korea then.
You're getting worse and worse. And that's all because you obviously hate the queen. But the South Koreans are doing horribly on this account. 39% pay gap.
Quite that's
shocking.
Dramatic.
That's dramatic. And it's persistent throughout Asia. So it's really bad. But there's one ray of hope. Childless women in South Korea earn just 13% less than men. So that shows fully professional women that are fully focused on careers to the exclusion of having kids in a family, they're getting close up there in terms of closing the loop to the men.
All right. So a survey of the pay gap depending on gender in some developed countries. Stefan Richter, follow him on Twitter at The Globalist. Stefan, thank you.
You're very welcome.